It's Illume Group's Andrea Lay, Packed View's Melissa Burdick, the Wizard of Wooden Hill Shri, and I'm PVSB from Flywheel, a division of Omnicom. Before we get to the CPG Guys episode you've downloaded, it's the week of April 22nd, and of course it's time for the Fresh Four. Four curated news stories from the past week. We found them boundlessly intriguing. We hope you do too. Brought to you through our partnership with RetailWit, your one-stop shop for retail industry intelligence and news. RetailWit.com. It's retail right now. Leading off, Shri.
Thank you, Peter. And Amazon Live introduces a new shoppable ad-supported channel to Prime Video called Freevee, featuring 24/7 interactive content from celebrities and brands, leveraging its Shop the Show technology to enhance viewer engagement and boost its advertising revenue. At least that's the plan. The channel leverages Amazon's Shop the Show technology to enable viewers to easily purchase content seen on the TV screen via a mobile device. The CPG guys and I are excited to try this out, and we will report back how it performs back here in one of our blogs on the CPG guys. So I look forward to that. Over to you, Peter, for what's going on with Walmart Marketplace.
Thanks, Shri. Walmart Marketplace opens Omni service to auto sellers. Walmart is enabling customers to order eligible tires from Walmart sellers and have them shipped to a local Walmart store for easy installation at their auto care centers. Walmart sellers have added 12,000 unique items, including specialty tires, to provide nearly 40,000 marketplace offers that are installation eligible at 2,300 auto care centers around the country. The expanded tire selection complements Walmart's existing auto services that include accessories and battery services, while giving sellers more access to Walmart's omnichannel customer base. Over to you, Andrea.
Hello, Fresh Four listeners. Amazon begins offering Dash Carts to other grocers. Amazon has begun offering its Dash Carts to third-party grocers, expanding the checkout technology beyond Amazon grocery banners and Whole Foods market stores, according to a blog post from the company. Amazon introduces Dash Carts to non-Amazon grocery stores, starting with select locations in the Kansas City area. This rollout comes shortly after Amazon ceased its Just Walk Out technology in Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods. Customers using Dash Carts tend to spend 10% more, with over 80% of the transactions from repeat users, highlighting the cart's convenience and efficiency. Over to you, Melissa.
So Heinz has launched a new limited edition barbecue sauce. Heinz and Barbie lovers in Europe are in luck. A limited edition pink vegan mayo with barbecue sauce was launched to celebrate Barbie's 65th anniversary. Mattel and Heinz have unveiled the new Heinz Classic barbecue sauce. It will be available in the UK and Spain initially, and may be available elsewhere in the future. Additionally, there's 5,000 bottles of the new sauce available to purchase online, but they can only be shipped to the UK and Ireland. So for those of you in the US who are curious, you can do what I do and go to TikTok and search pink barbecue sauce, and you will find it.
Thank you, Melissa. That's it for the Fresh Four. Now on to the CPG Guys episode that you've downloaded. Welcome to another episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Our co-hosts, Shri Rajagopalan and Peter V.S. Bond, explore how brands and retailers engage with consumers online, in-store, and everywhere in between. And now, here are Shri and Peter. Hey, everyone. Welcome again to the CPG Guys podcast. I'm PVSB, the fun half of this dysfunctional duo. I'm also the VP of Partner Strategy and Development at Fetch Rewards, a mobile loyalty platform. My co-pilot on this journey of exploration around consumer engagement in the CPG retail space is a genuine industry icon. Icon, icon. You like those sound effects, Free? They're high tech. They're high tech. We've been friends for over two decades, and I can't imagine doing this podcast without his wisdom and drive. Please join me in welcoming the man known as Shri. Shri, how are you today? What's going on?
Why don't we simply get a producer to give us one of those reverberation echoes? You know, let's not do vocals. You
know. No, we like the hokey feel of this podcast. It's like a cottage industry. It's kind of fun.
And if you're the fun part of the dysfunctional duo, what does that make me? The unfun part?
The less serious fun part. Something like that.
Of the functional like piece of the duo.
All right. Is everything going okay with you? What's up? I know we're still lamenting the fact that
you know, baseball is in jeopardy and we don't know. I want to go to the All-Star game in LA and visit you, Sri. And I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do that given where things are.
Looking now, you know what? At this stage, it looks like the rules, and the rules say that baseball season will probably start around 15 days late, April 15th. Otherwise, the players are not going to be happy. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I made that up because I want to see baseball.
Okay, we'll go with that anyhow. Thanks for joining me on this journey, Sri. It's really great. Hey, I want to remind our audience that all of our content, we've produced over 180 episodes since we started in May of 2020. That's amazing. You can find it on like over 40 podcasting platforms, everything from Apple to Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, Alexa plays it. Just ask her, she will. All of that, just you can find your favorite platform by just going to cpgguys.com. And of course, as Sri loves to point out, it's free. We don't charge for it. So by all means, come on, join the community. And if you're not already following us on LinkedIn, it's really the best way to be a part of this conversation. Just go to LinkedIn on a browser or open up your mobile app, which most people are apt to do, and search for CPG Guys. And we get to our page, just click the blue follow button. And that way you're privy to all the content we're producing. And of course, again, it's free. And we launched a second podcast back in January. It's the FMCG Guys. It focuses on taking the CPG Guys platform over across the Atlantic. Our friends Ephraim and Daniel are the hosts there, and they basically bring a European spin to the fast-moving consumer goods world. You can find them again by either going to FMCG Guys or go to CPG Guys, and the link at the top of the page will get you there. And lastly, I'll just mention that we are incredibly proud to be partnered with Next Up, which is formerly known as the Network of Executive Women. They are on a mission to advance all women in business. We are very proud to help promote that cause and the one of gender equality and career development in the workplace. In the middle of every Wednesday episode, we tell you a little bit more about events that are going on. We highly recommend that you go to nextupisnow.org and learn more about how you can be part of Next Up. It's a really great organization. All right, on to the main event. Modern shopping experience is ever evolving. Groceries are delivered to doorsteps, products are discovered on social media, and voice assistants make purchasing products pretty darn easy. In this dynamic environment, brands are seeking scalable ways to make shopping more convenient for customers. With the shift in consumer shopping behavior, how do marketers sample their products to encourage trial and drive purchase effectively and efficiently? The CPG Guys have partnered in this episode with BrandShare, the leader in connected sampling, which creates omni-channel brand experiences to accelerate purchase conversion through curated subscription boxes, loyalty programs, and e-commerce sampling with digital connectivity. They engage millions, Sri, not thousands, millions of consumers monthly, connecting brands to your target consumer. Joining us to discuss how BrandShare has partnered with Walgreens, the Retail Pharmacy USA division of Walgreen Boots Alliance, a global leader in retail pharmacy, is Jennifer Voles, Senior Manager, Beauty Customer Care at Walgreens, and Casey Nider, Vice President, Business Development and Customer Experience from BrandShare. Jennifer, Casey, welcome to the CPG Guys podcast. How are you guys doing today? Jennifer?
Doing well. Delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great. Casey, welcome.
Thank you. Well, it's great to be here. I'm just so honored to talk, you know, more about Walgreens Beauty.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. And I'm really excited to get into that. Hey, Casey, before we get started, Sri and I have a bunch of questions for y'all. Would you let our audience know first and foremost where they can find BrandShare online and just give us a little 30,000 overview of anything you want to add to the description that we gave as I was introducing you?
Yeah, no, that's great. So if you want to find a little bit more information, you can track us down online, brandshare.us. You can also, you know, message me on LinkedIn anytime. And just to add to, you know, what you had very nicely started off for us, you know, we really excel in all things sampling, and we wrap that with a digital engagement component through QR codes that help drive experiences, but also education, tips, tricks, as well as seamless path of purchase for customers. And that's really what we're here, and we're excited to talk about how we leverage those aspects with Walgreens.
Sheree, did you hear that? He mentioned my favorite topic, QR codes. I love that. That's very
that
exciting.
That is genuinely Peter's favorite
topic. It really is.
Mine is retail media. There's not a minute that goes by when we are together in person, which unfortunately doesn't happen often these days, considering we're on opposite coasts, that he'll whip out something to do with the QR code.
I'm fascinated by how it has reemerged as a mechanism for everything from commerce to content and what have you. But in any event, that's really terrific. We're going to include in the liner notes, the digital liner notes of this podcast episode, links to both of your LinkedIn profiles. And obviously the corporate sites and the LinkedIn pages for Walgreens and for BrandShare. So with that in mind, let me start the questions. The first one's going to go to you, Jennifer, if that's okay. What beauty trends are you seeing this spring that Walgreens customers are really asking for?
Yeah, so at Walgreens, we are always trying to deliver our customers to have the most authentic and curated way possible. And that's whether, you know, we are bringing new innovation from big brands, or if we are really cultivating and curating new small businesses. It's so important that we always stay up to date on the latest trends. And so really this spring is all about blush lips and lip stains, along with skincare infused foundation. And this is especially for mature skin. Always SPF protection, that is key. And right now, clean and defined brows and eyelash extensions are continuing to really trend this spring.
Jennifer and Casey, welcome to the show. CPG guys are happy to have you both here. And Jennifer, this question is for you, but Casey, feel free to chime in later on as well. What can a Walgreens customer expect when they visit the Walgreens's big beauty event this March?
Yes. So these events, take place in approximately 3,000 of our Walgreens stores. All of our customers can go on walgreens.com or the Walgreens app to find a location near them. But over the last several years, we really elevated and differentiated the beauty and the personal care at Walgreens. So most recently, all of our 9,000 plus stores received new merchandise mix when it came to the hair care products. The goal is really to continue to work to provide a really inclusive offering to our shoppers with brands and products they are looking for. A great example of this is many of our Black-owned and female-owned textured hair care brands that we carry.
I just say those are great points, Jennifer. And I just want to, you know, say that from a BrandShare perspective, we're absolutely excited to partner with Walgreens on this March Big Beauty event. The main objective of the Big Beauty event itself is to really educate the customers, provide tips, tricks for them to be able to get fabulous new makeup looks as well as healthy skin. You know, each week, the customer is going to be able to see and experience a different theme, as well as different brands sponsoring that, which will have more information around how-tos, product demonstrations, as well as exclusive coupons, as well as we're adding a new component in this time where the customer will have the ability to be able to receive a gift with purchase while supplies last, which we're super excited about incorporating that this year.
Peter, this episode was meant to be. Do you know why?
Because it's about mature skin and it's got SPF.
Who did we record an hour ago?
I know. No, I understand.
Jennifer just spoke to examples, Black female-owned texture hair brands that we carry. And about an hour ago, Peter and I just interviewed Candace Mitchell-Harris, the CEO and founder of Mayavana, which is a textured hair care product. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's serendipitous. But yeah, no, what I heard through there was mature skin, SPF, and tips and tricks. Sheree, you and I could use a little of that help.
I need, not only do I need textured hair care help,
you need,
for sure, we need this, the SPF piece as well, for sure.
Need all that. All right.
Go on, Peter.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jennifer, I'd really like to understand how instrumental are the Walgreens beauty consultants to the success of the overall customer experience? Because I got to imagine, you know, I'm lost when it comes to taking care of my skin. I can't be the only person, regardless of your gender, your makeup, whatever it is. It's got to be a pretty tremendous help. Would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So go to your local Walgreens and you'll be able to have a recommendation of what SPF that you are looking for in your skin. And so our beauty consultants are instrumental to the success of our customer's journey and our in-store events. And so we have a beauty consultation model that builds customer loyalty with expertise and advice and personalized recommendation. So both of you would receive a different recommendation based on your skin needs, your hair needs. Mm-hmm. And the beauty consultants are able to engage with our customers and for anything they have. And when it comes to their skincare needs, their hair care needs, their cosmetic sun protection. And so they are advocates for the entire range of beauty that we offer.
That is awesome, Jennifer. Casey, the world today has changed quite a little bit over the pandemic, where online, e-commerce, all this, and digital has become one of the mainstays of the beauty and skincare industry. I myself spent 5 years at Johnson & Johnson in this space, in brands such as Neutrogena, Aveeno, et cetera. And so for those customers that actually cannot attend an in-store event, what is taking place online so that they can enjoy the promotions and other benefits that they wouldn't otherwise be able to enjoy being online of this great in-store event?
Yeah, that's great. And we're fortunate to be able to, you know, take the event and bring it to the online community as well. Essentially, we're able to leverage the gift with purchases that shoppers would have the ability to get and receive based on their purchase thresholds, which is $20 based on the select brands during that week, that they would then qualify for the gift with purchase. And this is easily done online too. So as a shopper, you're shopping on Walgreens.com, you'll be able to identify and know which products that you need to purchase as you're building your cart to qualify for the gift with purchase, because they're earmarked, gift with purchase up in the top right-hand corner. So once you hit that purchase threshold, that gift with purchase, whether it's a bag, whether it's a kit, it'll just drop right into your cart. So essentially, you'll be able to check out and, you know, have that incremental value already, you know, on its way to you.
How great is that, Sri, that they tag the items so that it makes it very easy for the shoppers to be able to identify the items that qualify. And once you hit the threshold, it's not like you have to add the item. They add it for you. I clearly identified as a gift with purchase having hit that threshold, and it's included in the shipment right to your home. That to me is a seamless, frictionless experience that delivers positivity and happiness ultimately to the consumers who are buying the product. I think that's brilliant. Hey, I want to remind our audience that Sri and I are speaking today with Casey Nider from BrandShare and Jennifer Voles from Walgreens. So Jennifer, can you give us a little bit more? Because I come from the sampling world myself, having been involved in that for quite a number of years. And I understand the real power that it offers to driving trial, particularly in a category. Like, I think you know this. Beauty is a category that generally speaking isn't driven like other categories by promotions and discounts. It's by the experience. And so to me, that experience it just cries out for sampling. So can you give us an understanding from your perspective how sampling plays a role within the big beauty event in store and online?
Absolutely. Sampling, you said it, is key. It is a tool for our beauty consultants to really engage with the customer in aisle in a safe way. So it's individual samples, not testers. And this gives the customer the opportunity to try it there in aisle, or they can take it home and use it several times to be able to see the results before they're really committed to the purchase. And our gift with purchases that are for our March event have samples, have full-size items in it, so customers can be introduced to additional items when they're building their basket to take home.
Casey, some thoughts from your perspective on this?
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, we've been talking a lot, and certainly from a brand share perspective, I think we eat, sleep, and breathe when it comes to that word sampling, right? And I know you guys know that in talking with our crew and before. But also, and adding to Jennifer's point from maybe even a different perspective, we are able to, you know, help the beauty consultants and engage them and provide these products prior to them, you know, launching in stores through gratis, through training to really help, you know, them understand, get exposure to it as well, so that they're able to really provide, you know, more detailed and thoughtful, meaningful conversations to the customers after they've been able to try it out too.
Sheree, I don't know about you, but I love the fact that they've been able to execute this in an omni-channel way, right? That they're, you think online, yeah, that's the easy one, but to be able to deliver it in store and make it work with the consultants, that's pretty impressive to me. What are your thoughts?
Peter, there's no debate that today's consumer is 100% omnichannel. You have to have the in-store component, which is probably a larger percent of the traffic, but you have to have the online component, especially in beauty skincare, because a lot of browsing takes place online, even though a purchase might happen in store. Today's consumer is actively looking for coupons, different types of promotions, samples. It has to be a 360 mix. There's no debate. And Jennifer, you're, of course, an expert in this category. And this is, you've done probably several in-store and online events in your career journey. Are there any specific insights, feedback you've gotten from Walgreens customers, or engagement surveys or anything of that sort you can share from previous Walgreens in-store, online, omnichannel events?
Well, you kind of just said it right there, was having promotions, having it connected to .com, having the samples, and then having our expert of the beauty consultant. So our in-store beauty events are very engaging for both our beauty consultant and our customer. Our customers learn about the newest innovation. There's always newness in the beauty industry. But then how do you use it? So there's all these millions of products, and what am I using? How am I using it? When am I using it? What's it in the routine of it? And so the customers are able to learn directly from the experts, which are the beauty consultants in store. And we see a lot of positive feedback also from our brands participating in these events and our customers. And as we said before, we're so excited right now with our March GWP Big Beauty event. And that's taking place, and that has the right promotions for the customer to shop. It has the right newness, and it has samples and free gifts.
Yeah, and I just want to add too, is, and I know we touched on this in the beginning, we're also incorporating a digital component here too, not only with the event signage, but also in select collateral. The customer will have the ability to engage where they're comfortable and be able to, you know, learn more through a chatbot experience of the event features. Not only learning, you know, event or tips, tricks, but also, you know, short videos, but having ultimately the ability to seamlessly purchase straight through Walgreens.com, you know, when they would want to be able to get some exclusive savings too.
Short video, that is where everything is going. It's great. You guys are touching on so many of the relevant themes and capabilities here. I agree with you. That's spot on. So Casey, how did the Walgreens brand share partnership begin, and where do you see this going in the future? I'm really interested in this allegiance.
Yeah, certainly. It's been a little bit. We were fortunate enough to work back in 2020 on a premium beauty box surrounding Cyber Week, Cyber Monday. The execution was set up with not only sampling, but we were able to bundle our digital connectivity in there from additional engagement education, which ultimately did really strike a chord and become available to Jennifer and her team too. So really the success of that execution gave us a direct line to talk to Jennifer and her team, which, I mean, ultimately myself and our team took complete full advantage of that I'm pretty sure. I think so. Hopefully Jennifer does too. And, you know, really we're able to come in and start integrating that digital connectivity in making the events omni-channel like immediately. And in the future, we're really looking to continue innovations like we're talking about with the March Big Beauty event. So more events, you know, more ways to get sampling, more ways to get education and better experiences to the customer within beauty and personal care. But also we'll be working in across teams from, you know, multiple categories within Walgreens, both wellness, with also within personal care, grocery, household. So there's a lot more coming, and, you know, we're really excited about it.
Casey, with that excitement and a lot more coming, is it fair for me to ask if brands are interested in learning more about Walgreens events, how should they get in touch with you and how can they actually be involved?
Yeah. And the best ways to do that, and brands are, I'm sure, already doing this, but really working through their direct contacts through the merchants at Walgreens from beauty and personal care sides of these is ultimately the best way to coordinate. But also, you know, you can reach out to myself and our team at BrandShare. We can really work together to help find the right time, the right event for your team to participate in. You know, we're really always, if there's innovations, if there's new exciting launches coming out, we really want to make sure that those are getting in front of customers in the best ways possible.
Thanks for that, Casey. It seems to me like the Big Beauty event's going to be pretty big and pretty beautiful this year based upon what you've outlined for us. I want to remind our audience that all of our content is available free of charge. You can find your favorite platform carrying our podcast by just going to cppguys.com. And don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn. And lastly, if you think you want to be part of this dialogue and you have something to say, drop us a line at contact@cpgguys.com and let us know why you think you should be speaking with this community. Maybe we can have you on the podcast too. Jennifer, Casey, thank you so much for coming here, talking to us about how Walgreens and BrandShare are partnering on the March Big Beauty event at Walgreens.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. Hey, Sri, what'd you think? This is pretty good stuff, right?
Peter, we started with clean, defined brows and eyelash extensions. We jumped into the actual Walgreens Beauty Consultant, which is clear now that it's a critical part of the overall customer experience success model. We mentioned omni-channel and the importance in the beauty and skincare industry. Casey even gave an example of the $20 event where if you shop online, you can get a gift with their purchase. And we jumped into sampling, and I feel like we covered a spectrum of my past life in the beauty and skincare industry, and we even went as far as Cyber Monday, man. What can be more fulfilling than covering the entire spectrum?
I think we nailed it, Sri. This was great. Hey, thank you as always for joining me. This was another wonderful discussion. I think we need, you know, we've been a little bit more focused on the consumable side of things, and I, from a loyalty perspective, I'm just so fascinated by the beauty and personal care categories because they are definitely some nuances to that. And I'm excited to hear about this. Driving trial to me, critically, critically important, right?
And Peter, how can I forget to mention up top, Casey even said QR code and made you happy.
Yeah, thank you, Casey. All right. Anyhow. All right. To our audience, thank you for joining us on this journey. We look forward to speaking with you on the next episode of the CPG Guys podcast. The content in this podcast episode is provided for general informational purposes only. By listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as advice from CPG Guys LLC or the individual author, hosts, or guests, nor is it intended to be a substitute for research on any subject matter. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by CPG Guys LLC. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The views expressed by CPG Guys LLC do not represent the views of their employers or the entity they represent. CPG Guys LLC expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, or inability to use this podcast or the information we present in this podcast.